tell me how all the way back in 1992 you and Sir Mix-a-Lot met.
Well, we were at a dance club, and it was very loud, as you can imagine. He came up to me, he introduced himself, and said,
"Baby got
Bach." Or so I thought that's what he said. It was very loud. I heard,
"Baby got
Bach." And I figured he was a fan of WABE. So I said that would be a great title for a song. Then over the next few months, we had lunch a few times, and I told him how passionate I was about Bach. Quite distinctly, I remember the rhyme.
I like big
Bach, and I cannot lie, you music lovers can't deny. When maestro walks in, the orchestra's in place, and those round notes invade your space. You get strung.
Strung?
Yeah.
Why strung?
See, it was a reference to the stringed instruments stinging your ears with vitality and certainly beauty.
Absolutely. There's another popular line in the song I want to ask you about. And this one says, "My anaconda don't want none unless you've got buns, hun." Now, how did he mess that up, given what you said?
Now, Jim, some might see this as lewd. Not you, of course.
Of course not.
At least that wasn't the intent. No. See, Sir Mix actually lived with his Aunt Connie. She was marvelous and quite friendly. But when we were writing Baby Got Bach, he paused because she wanted a hot dog for lunch. But Aunt Connie refused. See, she was used to eating hot dogs with buns and specifically requested one. Sir Mix only had a loaf of bread in the house.
So you said, "She don't want none unless you've got buns."
There you go. Nothing lewd implied.
When you heard the version of Sir Mix-a-Lot's album, and it was not at all about Johann Sebastian, it was actually about, well, stuff we can't say on public radio, and it wasn't what you thought it was going to be. Were you mad? I mean, what was your reaction?
Oh, I wasn't angry at all. You know, there is such a false perception about classical musicians being stuffy or humorless or sexless. Bach had 17 kids. This was not someone sexless. And I think he would especially have appreciated the rhythmic drive of this rap music. So I think in the end, all was well.
So ladies, yeah. Ladies, yeah. If you wanna roll my Mercedes? Yeah.
Well, it's been 22 years though since this song came out, and you've never once talked about this in public. Why today, why here did you decide to break your silence?
Well, Jim, it's because April 1st just seemed like the ideal day to get this off my chest and onto my Bach.
Well, WABE's own icon Lois Wrights is sharing with us the story about how her words got twisted. The song was supposed to be Baby Got Bach.
Yes, that's correct. We know that's the truth.
Instead, the world got Baby Got Back. Thank you, Lois. I appreciate the time.
It's been fun.